Myself, like all of you, probably have been in churches or buildings of other Christian communities that are not Catholic. And oftentimes, I think, more often than not, and perhaps nearly all of the time, a Catholic church has a cross with the body of Jesus on it. It's a sharp distinction for those of us born and raised Catholic between a crucifix at the front of this church, we're sitting in this noon, and a simple cross. Now, if you call that a cross, is it wrong? Probably not. But it's an easy distinction that even young students can make. Crucifix is a cross with Jesus on it. A cross is just a cross, a piece of wood in the form of a T. Now, depending on the church you go to today, and in fact, Pope Francis, as Pope, he actually takes a crucifix and adores it. Today, we won't do that. Just a matter of moments, we'll take a normal cross, put it on the metal stand, and through a kiss, through a simple touch, through a genuflection, through a bow, it's your prerogative, however you want to adore the empty cross, that's up to you. But what to remember is that it's empty. We got to put a body on it. And Good Friday is called Good Friday because it's up to good people like you and I to do something good and do it for our Lord. If you look back in the past 40 days of Lent, you've done things, I've done things, of great and grand scale, whatever it was, giving up eating between meals, giving up drinking, giving up smoking, perhaps coffee or sweets, getting up a little bit earlier to read some of the gospel, going to bed a little bit later to say a full rosary. You had your thing and I had my thing. And at the end of the day, if you compare it to that, what we just read about, doesn't it seem small? Like, it's just a cup of coffee. It's just a few beers. It's one rosary. Maybe it's daily mass. You're real assertive. And you went to 40 more masses in the season of Lent. Every day you went to mass. That's great. These are great things. But friends, Jesus died for us. He gave us his life. And what he wants is return through the church is a simple instruction. God bless you for coming today. We have another service at 3. We hope it's full. All he wants is maybe an hour. You adore the cross, kissing it or touching it, genuflecting, bowing, whatever it might be. You receive the Eucharist. You walk out and you continue your day. Life's not that bad. And think of all the crud you may have gone through in your life, depending on your age and myself. And then you think about it. We believe in a God who lived his life on earth, and he died on a cross for us, not rightly, but wrongly, falsely accused. He was completely in the right. It was unreasonable that he died. And he invites us to follow him. So we thought a lot about what we're going to do in Lent. But here's the challenge. Last week, I spoke on Palm Sunday about what we're going to do these 3 days. Thank you for coming. God loves to see churches full today. And he loves to see churches full tomorrow night and on Sunday. That's a great thing. But it's one way, the most important way, but it's one way that we respond to God's invitation to follow him. So the challenge will be this. We have Easter for 50 days. See, God kind of tricks us. Like, we almost think that after Easter, well, we're kind of done, right? Like, now I can drink coffee. Thank God I can have ketchup on Sunday. And these little tykes next door. But if those things we did or didn't do brought us closer to Jesus, that's the whole point. The great saints would say, the reason why Jesus died is because he wanted one thing in common with you and with me. We're all going to die. We hope for 80, 90, 100 years. We hope it's peaceful and happy and not too sorrowful or tragic. But we're all going to die. And God in his infinite mind knew that if I sent my son to die for these people, my sons and daughters, they couldn't argue with it. They couldn't turn away from it. Death is common to all mankind. As hard as it is, as sad and depressing as it is, Jesus has that in common with us. He died for us. And so our pledge isn't necessarily to die a heroic death like a martyr. We won't do that in America. We practice our religion freely, at least nowadays. What he wants us to do is just do something more for him. And whatever that might be, that's the challenge. Jesus dies for us. He wants his apostles to follow him, not even the call to death. Now, 11 of the 12 apostles die by death in a matter of faith and in martyrdom. But that's not the care for us. We celebrate a great day in 2 days. Lent's over with. We're in between in the Triduum. Easter begins on Sunday. And you got 50 days to celebrate. Just make sure my prayer for you, and I hope your prayer for me, is that we know what we're celebrating. This man came to die for us. And when he was hanging on that cross, he thought of each of us by name individually. If you sit back and think about it, the adoration, genuflecting, a kiss, a touch, a kneel, a bowing, whatever it might be, isn't all that much. But for God, it means the world. Because for God, you individually mean the world. God loves us to such a point, personally by name, that he died on the cross. He didn't do it for show. He did it for you and for me.